Christmas is just around the corner, and you're scratching your head about what to get for Secret Santa. And then it hits you. That's it. A scratch card. Perfect. There's one thing off the Christmas list. Now that feels like winning. So roll with it and turn the big day into Wednesday with a scratch card. Give someone a Wednesday with a scratch card from the National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Please gift responsibly. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. Yeah, so typically we give this out as a small goal to achieve for a lot of people. Now, this is, I got to be honest, probably not going to affect a whole lot of people, but we can, if we
this
think
of a smaller niche audience.
Yeah, if we think about it in more general terms, maybe though. So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without crashing your daddy's $3.4 million sports car, you're doing okay.
Oh, daddy.
Oh,
I crashed your car. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I accidentally ran it into a tree. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
This out of Texas, where a teenage YouTube star by the name of Gage, maybe you know him. He is the son of a private equity firm founder, Tim, who is a full-on billionaire, and so decided he was going to take his dad's $3.4 million Italian sports car out. I can't even pronounce the name of this car. It's a Pagani Haru.
Listen, you're a guy. You're supposed to know these things automatically, aren't you?
I don't know this one.
Okay.
Anyways,
he doing this for a video for his channel?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, yes. Then he jumped on Instagram. Gage, that is, the 17-year-old who crashed the car, jumped on Instagram and said, S happens.
Okay. Oh, wow. You know, we can broaden this a little bit to, hey, kids, don't steal your parents' car, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
All cars are pricey.
Right.
Especially if you crash them.
Sure. Yeah, so, I mean,
yeah.
Again, if we use this setting the bar as more general terms, like,
yeah,
hey, don't take your, you know, parents' 2002 Toyota Camry out and crash it, you know.
Yes.
Then maybe that's
that
a little bit
applies.
More relatable, right?
It is, yes.
But
it's more mainstream.
But it's more fun to say, Daddy, I took your $3.4 million sports car out and I accidentally, this tree ran into the car.
Daddy, your sports car looks bad now. I need you to fix that.
I need you to fix it now.
I mean, I crashed that, but I need you to fix that.
Right, right. So there you go, setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do.